Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back. Any minute we should be hearing from Connor Barwin. And now, one of the things that I am fascinated by is that as a outside linebacker on the Philadelphia Eagles, Connor Barwin in the year 2014 recorded 14 and a half sacks.
Wow.
It was by far his biggest, most productive year. So when we say now that the Eagles have devalued the linebacker position, right? They weren't devalued. It was getting almost 15 sacks.
No.
What happened?
I don't
Who
know.
Who did that? Was that Howie evolving?
By design.
And Howie now looks at it. But wait a minute. Now he brings in Kobe Dean, who is a big-time guy.
Yeah.
So is that a change in the philosophy? Did the philosophy never change? Did it change slightly? How did they go from an outside linebacker getting 14 and a half sacks to not even really putting much asset, any of their assets, into the linebacker position and then bringing in a guy from the champs, from Memphis, from Georgia?
Georgia.
You got to say to yourself, maybe all along, it just appeared they weren't doing it when they did care.
Well, they couldn't find a guy that could do it.
I don't know. And also, and I got to really kind of tiptoe around this, Jason Kelce raised money for Connor Barwin's great charity, Al.
Mm-hmm.
He works with Make the World Better Foundation.
Right, music stuff he does, too.
And Jason sang at a Sixers game.
Oh, yeah.
Not well. But I'm going to tiptoe around that. I'm not going to do much with that. All right, Kyle Quinn's here.
Yeah.
We're going to go to a different question, and then we'll get Connor on. What do we have, Kyle, right now?
Yeah, it's brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. Brand new Silverados in stock, ready for immediate delivery and all discounted below MSRP. Find new roads at ArminChevy.com. Who is the best coach or manager working in Philadelphia sports right now? Nick Sirianni got 56% of the vote.
All right.
Rob Thompson at 23, Tortorella 17, Rivers 4. Who is the next Philadelphia player you would like to see leave? Four options: Odubel Herrera, James Harden, Tobias Harris, and Jalen Reagor.
Mm. Mm. I need time on that one. Okay. Get back to me in a minute. On the line with us, ladies and gentlemen, is the director of player development for the Philadelphia Eagles and an iconic figure in his many years playing here in our city, Connor Barwin. Hi, Connor.
Good morning, Ange. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Connor, you got a big concert coming up on July 23rd at the Dell Music Center. For tickets, go to mtwb.org, and this benefits your foundation, Make the World Better. Tell us a little bit about the event there, Connor.
Yeah, there's still tickets available. Like you said, the Dell Music Center is one of the best venues in the city, outside in East Fairmount Park. Headline of the show is Japanese Breakfast. She's awesome. She was on SNL. A month ago. She's from Philly. All the money, every dollar goes to our next project, which is Vera Recreation Center, which we actually broke ground on last week. And it's a huge, almost $20 million project we're working on.
Connor, you have put a lot of time and effort into raising for charity through your foundation and otherwhere. Why is that a big deal to you? Why is it important to do that?
Well, I think it was, you know, first, Ange, it's something when I moved to Philadelphia, you know, the city kind of, Howie gave me a good contract and committed to me, and the city's been behind me. And so I wanted to give back. And I feel like, you know, sports has been a huge part of my life. And every kid, no matter where they grow up, deserves kind of a safe place to play. And it's huge for their development. And so, you know, I'm just trying to do my part with a great team, try to create as many kind of safe places, public spaces, playgrounds for kids to play and grow up and develop and make friends.
See, now, I have a mixed feelings now, Connor, because this is obviously an exceptional course, but you are also now the director of player development for the Eagle. So if a rookie does not develop, can we rip you?
Yes, you can. Hold me accountable. That's what's great about Philadelphia.
But what are the duties?
I will say it's a team approach, right? I mean, I'm a small part in a big project. It is exactly what it says. You know, I'm trying to work with our guys to help them develop on and off the field. And I would love to tell you what that really means, but I know you want the Eagles to do well just like me. And I think what we're doing is really unique. And if I tell you, other teams are going to start to follow what we're doing. So I'm just going to hold it close right now.
How about this, though? All right, N'Kobe Dean, linebacker. You were an outside linebacker, a damn good one. All right, Connor, will you help to develop him on the field? Is that part of what you do?
Yeah, I mean, the one thing is we all, the whole organization is kind of unified in working together. So, yes, I will work with N'Kobe. I'll work with the rest of the players. But it is a team effort, and I really, you know I mean that. It's the coaches. It's the strength coaches. It's the medical staff. It's the personnel. It's the scouts. It's all of us kind of working together to help guys get better.
Here's the thing, though. You had an amazing season in 2014, 14 and a half sacks as an outside linebacker. We keep saying on this show and in this city, Connor, that the Eagles have devalued their view of linebacker. Is it true? Tell us your perspective on that issue.
No, I don't think we have. I think you just have to look at it from a big picture perspective, and every year is different. And I am very excited about the guys we have right now. Obviously, T.J. Edwards, you know, the whole group, Davion Taylor, N'Kobe, I can keep going on, Sean Bradley. I mean, it's a deep group this year, and I'm excited what they do.
Well, I want to talk about the bond you created for Philadelphia, because you started at Houston, you played briefly at L.A. and New York at the back end of your career. Connor, how did you do that? Did you feel the minute you got here that there was a connection? Tell me a little bit about that.
I mean, and just think about yourself. How long have you been doing this? I mean, I got lucky to come to Philadelphia, and, you know, it's the best sports city in the country. And so, you know, I got, you know, Texas was great. L.A. and New York were fun. But obviously I wanted to come back to Philly. And, you know, I love sports. I love football, obviously. And to work in a city where, you know, the city feels the same type of level that I do, that cares as much as I do about sports, that's where I wanted to be.
All right, so Brandon Graham, we got him on the record, Connor, now saying that if this is his final year in Philadelphia, it isn't necessarily his final year, that he would consider going somewhere else because he loves playing football. How tough is it when you've been such a big part of a city like you were with Philadelphia to end up in L.A., to end up in New York? Does it feel different to you when you leave?
Well, it was tough leaving, obviously. But that's the nature of the business, and I've learned in my time, you know, you got to get over some of that stuff as quickly as possible. And I enjoyed my time in L.A. I mean, I was part of turning around that team with Sean McVay. I got to work with some great players, play with some great players, work with some great coaches. So, you know, you try to look at the positive in every situation. And obviously I would have loved to be here in 17 and be part of that Super Bowl team, but, you know, that's what I'm still working for now.
All right, we're going to honor Jason Kelce and the other Eagles next week. But I know you have a special bond with him. Could you tell me what it was like to be a teammate of Jason Kelce?
Yeah, I mean, I've known Kelce since college. We, you know, I knew him when he was a walk-on playing middle linebacker at University of Cincinnati, and so obviously we're still very close. Got to play together. You know, when I think of Kelce, obviously he's just a great friend, and he's honest and authentic, and you know, an inquisitive, curious person, which I love about him. But the two things, you know, as an athlete that stand out to me are, you know, the image of him as this, like, walk-on linebacker at Cincinnati. You know, he almost, I hate to even say this, but he had, like, this Rudy vibe to him. Like, he just played so freaking hard and stood out as a walk-on. And he had, like, you know, he's all disheveled looking and tape all over the place. And, you know, I remember he was younger, being like, who is this kid? And then obviously just, you know, moved to center and career took off. And then I remember in 2016 when I got cut, you know, Doug's first year, tough year for everybody. Kelce, I think, had a couple holding penalties early in the season. And, you know, the fans were kind of on him. And he was kind of at this crossroads, I think, in his career. And I remember having conversations with him. And he just kind of looked in the mirror and said, you know what, I need to find a way to get better. And the way he's kind of, his career and his play has taken off ever since that 2016 season is something that I'll always think about when I think about Jason Kelce.
That is a phenomenal answer to that question. Connor, I love talking to you. You're a great plus in this community. It's the NTWB concert July 23rd at the Dell Music Center, benefiting the Make the World Better Foundation. For tickets, go to mtwb.org. Connor, continue great success here. It's great to have you on with us today.
Thanks, Ange. And Kelce is having a fundraiser down in Sea Isle, Ocean Drive, next Wednesday.
4 to 8, he's going to be the bartender there, and we will also be doing our show from there that day, Connor, because we want to support both you guys for all the great stuff you're doing in our community.
Awesome. Thanks, Ann.
Connor Bauer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.